This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
To work with us on your podcast, go to soundrebel.co.uk. Over the Influence is no longer just a podcast. Our online community is buzzing with people like you.
Hi there, my name's Davina. I live in the UK in Cambridgeshire. I came across Over the Influence while scrolling through podcasts looking for a sober or alcohol-free, just needed some inspiration, and I'm so glad I came across Ben and Shazza. We're due to meet up in June. There are about 30 of us from OTI, and we're going to be walking the Yorkshire Three Peaks. I can't wait to meet everybody in person. Yeah, connection is key. There are Zooms every week, weekly Zooms. Give it a go. You won't regret it.
You've heard the podcast. Now join the conversation. Go to overtheinfluence.co.uk. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a really, really special episode of Over the Influence. It is not Series 3, Episode whatever now. It is just Over the Influence, pretty much literally forever. OMG. If you are joining us for the first time ever, welcome, welcome, welcome. A quick recap as to who we are. My name is Sharon Hartley. You can call me Shazza or Shaz. Decided to have a break from alcohol in September 2018. I am still on that break from alcohol. It was supposed to be 90 days to give my body a bit of a breather and my brain a bit of a rest. And here I am, 1,000 and something days, booze-free, loving alcohol-free life. Can't quite believe this episode we're about to record because it's a little bit different. There's no guest on this one. It is just us three, you know, like off of the early days, off of 2020. And I'm really excited and I'm already going off on a bit of a tangent. Let me bring it back. Welcome. I don't do this on my own. I would like to introduce my wonderful co-host, Freddie Bennett, who is in the future. The future, because he is in New Zealand. Good morning, Freddie. You're looking fine.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, Sharon Hartley. You are looking fine, as always.
Thank you.
You are a very fine sight to see first thing in the morning for me. And hello, everybody. My name's Freddie. 880 something days ago, I was looking in the mirror, unfit, overweight, stressed, depressed, massively hungover. And I just thought, I don't want my life to turn out like this anymore. I had so many hopes and dreams. But I was stuck in a career I hated. I was a stressed dad. I was upset. I was sat on the sofa every night, beer in one hand, pizza in the other, angry at the world. And I thought, you know what, Freddie? If you want the things you've never had before, you need to do the things you've never done before. Look at that, Shazza. I'm getting that in
the start. So early in the episode.
So early in the episode, but I'm making it happen. And that's when I took a break from alcohol after trying and failing to stop drinking 1,000 times. I made the decision. I made it happen. I met Sharon Hartley and the rest is history. And I'm so excited to be here for this very special episode of Over the Influence.
It is. It's Trez. Exciting. That's a little nod there to our French listeners. Also on the podcast.
No, it's not. That's maybe a nod to any listeners who are fans of Only Fools and Horses, but apart from that,
Monge 2,
bonjour, Rodney. I ruined the intro.
It's fine, let's carry on. We don't do this, just the two of us. It's not just me and Freddie. We have got our wonderful podcast producer, the finest. Now, I hope Ben doesn't mind me using this term, but, you know, we're all about honesty and Over the Influence. It's what we shout about weekly. Ben was a bit of a beer swiller. Makes you sound like a pig. Enjoyed a few beers.
I was. Yeah.
He is no longer. And myself and Freddie, we got under his skin. We got right into his ears. We came in his ears weekly and it changed
I'm starting to sound like Freddie. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. It changed.
Do you want me to take over here, Shaz? For just
please, could you just jump
moment?
In? I'm digging a massive hole.
Hello, my name is Ben. I, as Shaz so eloquently said, drank beer when I first met these two. You know what? I'm over a year alcohol-free now, which is
Ben.
Wonderful. I didn't have a drinking problem, but there was a problem with my drinking. I was turning to beer because I was stressed, rather than it being something that made life more fun and better on a night out, for example, at a nice posh lunch, whatever. It was starting to become my go-to for when things weren't going so well. And I don't think I had a problem. I think I was on a slippery slope. And luckily, meeting these two, they managed to catch me as I was falling down that slope quite rapidly. So I'm delighted to say I'm over a year alcohol-free. I am lighter. I am brighter. I'm more motivated. I'm more patient. I'm kinder. I'm less selfish. I'm delighted to be here, and that year has just flown. I can't believe that I'm now over a year alcohol free. Thank you, Freddie. Thank you, Shaz. Also, I'm going to go to the Oscar speech again.
There
thanks to my girlfriend, Jem.
Oh,
thanks to my family. But no, honestly, yes. I didn't think that I'd have as much support as I have had from the people in my life. And I also was overwhelmed at how many messages I got from people on day 365 a couple of weeks ago. It was lovely. Anyway, let's stop talking about this. This is a really exciting day and a really, 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 really special episode. So special that Freddie's even written a plan.
I know.
Not had before.
And thank you, Ben. Can I just say to start with, you know, I've caught many things over my years. I caught a couple of things when I was on holiday in Ibiza with the boys back in the drinking days. But you, Ben, you are the best thing that I've ever caught.
Thanks, Freddie. Love you.
I echo.
Was that in the plan?
Freddie
was that
said.
In the plan? No, was it in the plan?
Are we already off plan?
We're already off plan.
Okay. Why have we got a plan, Freddie?
So we've got a plan because today is a very exciting episode. And we get a lot of positive feedback about Over the Influence. We get so many messages. We read them all. And it's so amazing to know we're changing people's lives. But we do get one criticism that sometimes, you're both going to be shocked by this, sometimes it sounds like we don't have a plan.
No,
who would have thought?
What?
I know.
Get out of town.
I know. Get out of town, indeed. So look, I actually made a little bit of a plan purely because we love this so much and we're so excited about what's to come. I know we've been teasing it. We've been talking about it for so long. This is where we share what's coming up next. And there's so many cool things to talk about. I don't want us to go off on one of our tangents because, let's face it, we're pretty good at that. And
good luck with that.
Risk missing out on something. So yeah, I've got a little, literally, it's on the back of a crisp packet, on the back of a napkin. And yeah, let's try and follow a plan for the first time in our lives.
Well, you sent us that crisp packet plan. And I am going off on a tangent. I'm just looking at the introduction. Beer swiller isn't in there, Shaz, as a description. That's not in.
No, I think, hang on a minute. I'm just flicking through the plan. Yeah, if you just look on page 15, section 72A, I think you will just find the term beer swiller.
It's in the appendix.
It is there.
Well, I mean, do we start by saying, why is today so special? It's
the
19th of July.
I think so. It is the 19th of July. Now, today is Freedom Day in the UK. And Ben, what do you call Freedom Day?
Alcohol-freedom day.
That's amazing.
Yeah, like that. Boris's Freedom Day.
That is clever.
It's Over the Influence's alcohol-free.
Oh, Ben, you're not only out. This is like the alcohol-free brain just like spinning around now. Just dropping these comedy thought bombs every single moment. So yeah, we know we've been talking about it on social media. We are launching the Over the Influence community, but it's so much more than that. And this is why we had to hastily create a plan, because none of this was planned. Like, you know, this, we've said it all along. 18 months ago, we were sat around my kitchen, weren't we? All it was, hello, my name's Ben. Hello, Ben. I'm Shazza. Oh, do you work in radio? Oh, yes, I work in radio. Oh, do you know Dave from radio? Oh, yes, I know Dave.
All
and
right,
I'm just sat
cool
there like a lemon,
down.
Like, who wants a coffee? And but we went from that, from sitting there with a pen and paper going, oh, shit, How do we do a podcast? Shit. To, you know, the first series, and then the second series, and the third series, and all the feedback and the following and the guests that are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then people started saying to us, you need to create a community. You need to create something that's more than a podcast, something that gives people hope, something that stops people from feeling alone. Because I believe, and in fact I know, because we hear from them every single day, there's thousands of people out there that are trying to change their relationship with alcohol, but they're feeling alone and they don't have the motivation and the support and the guidance to change. And that's when we started to think, look, let's not have people living in quiet desperation, because people do need that OTI special source of motivation and laughter and inspiration. So then we thought, well, bloody hell, we're going to have to try and give this a go.
Well, originally we thought, should we just do like a Facebook group? And then Shaz's phrase of not doing anything half-assed, do anything full-assed,
absolutely,
came up. And we thought, right, we need to
absolutely
dip into the kids' savings here.
In fact, you know, I feel really passionate about some... this is why we're doing this, because we all feel really passionate about it. How many years between us now? 3, 4, 5, 6, 6-ish years between us, sobriety. And I know in the past people have said, you know, a long, long time ago, oh, you should do a Facebook group, maybe think about a community. Not on your Nelly back then. Didn't feel equipped, didn't feel ready, didn't feel strong enough. And it's been a real slow burner, and it has been a real organic grower. That's organic grower. And it's just gone from there, and it has just become an absolute passion. And going back to what you said there, Ben, if we're doing this, it's like your alcohol-free journey right back at the beginning, right back at your day one. You might have done it 1,000 times. Just know you are never, ever, ever on your own. You can't do it half-assed. You've got to chuck your full arse into it. I mean, mine's a decent size 14. There is a lot of arse to go at. So, you know, I'm quite confident that this is going to work. And I'm really excited. And I've already got off on a tangent talking about the size of my arse. Freddie, can you please refer to your notes?
This is something totally different. And the easy thing, and believe me, I know we've said, why didn't we just create a Facebook group? It'd be so much easier. And there are so many other easier things that we could do. But this is something totally different. In a pure over the influence way, it really sticks two fingers up at everything else on the market. And, you know, in a very nice, supportive way. But they would all be too scared to do what we're going to do, but we're not scared. And I believe, and I hope...
I'm a bit scared.
I'm a little bit scared. Just a little bit.
We're nervous, excited.
I'm scared that we've spent all this money and built this thing and no one's going to join.
But that's the thing, that alcohol, being alcohol-free is scary. And no one talks about that. Everyone says it's bloody brilliant with 5 a.m. clubs and sober sunrises and yoga and this and that. But that's what I bloody love over the influence, because we do the scary stuff. We do talk about the scary stuff because it is difficult and hard and scary. And it's the freaking hardest thing that anyone has ever done before. But that's why we're doing something different, to give people that motivation and guidance and support to help them be the best versions of themselves. Because, and you know, we're on that journey as well, because we're not perfect. But I bloody believe that together we can all make this happen.
I'd love to talk about some of the kind of the story that got us here in a minute, because it has just been a series. I'm about to say a series of unfortunate events. That's not. It's been a series of very fortunate events, but unexpected is what I meant.
You were right the first time, Ben.
Yeah, a series of unexpected events that have led us here. But should we kind of just give the quick kind of rundown of what people can join right now? How it works if you go to overtheinfluence.co.uk.
Have we got our own actual website there? That sounded quite professional.
We've had a website for a while, Shaz. Quite disappointed you've not visited it. But this is like our website. Like,
this is the posh one. And,
yeah, this is like super duper. Shall I quickly run through the kind of what the point of it is and what the site does?
Yeah.
Like what you get if you become a member of the Over the Influence community. So, three things, basically. Member to member connection is the first one. Like, connection is so important when it comes to maintaining an alcohol-free lifestyle. I don't know about you guys. In fact, I do know about you guys because we've been doing this podcast for a long time.
But you know quite a lot, actually, Ben.
Yeah, I know quite. I've learned a lot more about you than I probably ever wanted to know about you guys. those late-night recording sessions where we're all a bit knackered. And then we just go off on a tangent and you go, did I really just find out something really personal about Shaz?
Yes, you did.
But no, connection in the sense of like, I look around, like I'm obviously just over a year alcohol free. Nobody in my life is alcohol free apart from me. Like in my kind of normal everyday, my social circles, whatever, every situation that I go into, every barbecue I go to, every restaurant, every time I meet up with my friends in the pub, every time I watch the football, whatever it is, they're all drinking around me. And I think, like Fred just, you know, Freddie was saying, that's the thing that makes you feel really lonely, is that actually sometimes you feel like, God, I am the only person who is doing this. And what am I doing? Why am I doing this? If everyone else isn't, why should I? And actually having that kind of online connection with other members just makes you realise that, first of all, you're not alone, but then they're there to support you when you're having a down day. They're there to celebrate you when you hit a milestone. Having people around, like, it felt so good seeing all the comments coming in on Instagram and my 365. Like, it was just so lovely that people cared that I'd reached that milestone. And I just, it like, you do have that thing when you hit the year of, oh, actually, I've done a year now. Can I go back to drinking again? It spurred me on to go, no, stay on this path. Like, this is good for me. So when you join, you'll be able to build your profile. Throw a picture up there if you want to. You don't have to if you don't want to. But it's always nice. Connect with the members. Join groups. Write in the discussion boards. Like, there's this whole... It is kind of like Facebook, but within the
it's like its own
platform.
Social media, isn't it? Its own social media platform for alcohol-free.
It's just like Facebook, but this is totally not on Facebook. So, you know, you're not going to be tracked by big Mr. Z. This has got all the... This is why... Like when we saw it, we were like, holy shit, this is amazing. Like, you know, you can follow people, you can have your profile, you can update your wall, you can start chat groups, you can start groups on anything you want, but it's all on our website. It's away from Facebook. If you want to be anonymous, you can be anonymous. And I know from a lot of the communities that are out there, one big bugbear that people said, they'd write, you know, a very long, very emotional, very private, very personal post, and then they'd accidentally post it on their public Facebook wall, and then you get your mum calling you up saying, "Why, I never knew it was this bad," and everything else.
It's the stuff of nightmares when that
totally
happens.
Totally on our website, which means there's so much more, you know, freedom. There's so much, you can do what you want, you can say who you want, you can be the person that you really want to be without worrying about anything being on Facebook.
It's awesome, and it's I think having that at your fingertips, because that's the other thing, is that you can have, it's not just something you have to log into on a clunky old desktop. Like, you can get OTI on your phone, so you can literally use that community. Like, this leads us quite nicely onto exclusive content, which is another big part of the Over the Influence community. But for example, we recorded some premium podcasts, which you can listen to right now in the premium podcast section, which is all about kind of surviving the summer. And we were saying, like, what would be really useful for people to, like, binge on when they first get into the community? What can they listen to? What would be useful to them at this time? Actually, we've still got quite a bit of the summer to go. So we've recorded a Survive the Summer series. And it's like, you can be on your way to your boozy barbecue. What is usually a boozy barbecue? Everyone else there might already be pissed by the time you arrive. That classic summer barbecue, mates get together, everyone has one too many. Usually bad things happen. People fall out for a few days. And was that just my experience of using barbecues?
Weeing in bushes was quite a common experience with barbecues.
Falling asleep on the garden furniture.
Yeah.
I mean,
all this is in
just listen to the premium pods. It's all there.
But you can listen to that on the way to the Beasley barbecue. And you know what? You can also, if you kind of get an hour in, you think, shit, I'm really struggling here. Just take yourself off for 5 minutes. Jump in the community on your phone. Post. Groups, message boards, DMs. Like, it's awesome. It's awesome. But shall we move on to exclusive content? Because obviously, you get the free podcast every Monday. And as we've said at the beginning of this episode, it's now going to be every Monday for the rest of time.
but it's with a twist. It's with a twist.
What is the Monday?
Well, the Monday podcast is obviously still free and it is out there for anybody to enjoy. But as part of the exclusive content membership, you can watch that podcast being recorded.
Oh, Of course you can.
Which is so very, very exciting.
The plan's going really well, isn't it? Because, oh, shit. Oh, yeah, we do that as well.
Oh, shit, yeah. Ben's no, like, yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I forgot that really important bit.
So let's... Yeah. I wanna...
No, but you can watch it live, yeah.
So, yeah, really cool, let's make this clear. So, you know, we've got the Over the Influence podcast happening every Monday, free forever, every single Monday. So now, Over the Influence members can come onto that podcast because we do it all by Zoom. So you can be there on the Zoom live as we record the episode, and a few people can potentially ask a question to the guest.
Yeah. I've
so
got
you
concerns.
Get to be part of the episode.
I've got concerns. When we record, I normally just look like a bag of shit. I don't really make much effort, but now this is going to be viewed by a membership. Freddie, you need to remove that radiator from your background, straighten your cushions. Ben, I can just see some stuff. Yeah, just sort your hair out, will you?
He's doing me hair,
love. I need to wear something a bit more than this sweatshirt.
And because I need to wear something a bit less than this sweatshirt. That bad.
A sweatshirt.
But yeah, people can, you know, ask questions as they go in the chat bit.
The kind of guests we're getting on are getting bigger and bigger. So we're getting a guy on who's got 2 million Instagram followers at the moment. We're speaking to actors. We're speaking to celebrities. We're speaking to musicians. We're getting literally guests on the global level right now, and Over the Influence members can join a Zoom with them, with these world famous sober stars. If you're a member, you can come on the Zoom, be in the episode live, and ask questions to these world famous people. You know, we've had the Lucy Spraggans, the William Porters, the Claire Pooleys. You can be here, you could be part of this as an OTI member.
And I think it's really important to add as well, and we've said this from the beginning of our podcast, and we've said it on our Zoom calls that we held during lockdown. We are not qualified counsellors. We are not experts. We are not health professionals. We don't profess to be. We will never claim to be able to change your life or anything like that. But we are expert ex-drinkers. So what we focus on is just sharing our stories, our past, our drinking habits. You know, mine ramped up over 15 years and it got to the stage where I was drinking a bottle of wine a night thinking, hey, this is perfectly acceptable. It turns out it wasn't. And it was causing me all sorts of damage. So glad I made that leap. And that is why, going back to the guests that Freddie's just talked about, we get on the actual experts. We speak to the people in the know, the people that are qualified, the authors, the whoever it might be that has got an amazing story to share. While us three, you know, the expert ex-drinkers who have been where you are, we have done that. We have been sick down the T-shirt more times than we care to remember. So please just remember that, you know, we've been where you are. You are never, ever on your own. And very quickly, I'm on a bit of an on your own rant right now. We've been looking through all the people, all the emails. The inbox has gone off today. It has gone crazy. And Ben asked you quite a personal question. You know, do you feel lonely on this journey, or do you feel supported, or have you got a group of mates that are doing this? Oh my God, 9 times out of 10, people have come back and said, I'm a bit of a lone ranger. I'm a bit of a lone ranger in the AF world. Join this community. Guaranteed, you won't be. You're never, ever on your own. I think it's just so important we share that.
I hate to give you some bad news, guys, but I've just realised that the bit about watching the podcast and looking at the plan here, that was in the exclusive events section.
Well, can we just blame Freddie? Because he wrote this bloody plan.
Love the plan. In true OTI fashion, we're chucking the plan out the window.
Can we go back to exclusive content, though? Because, yes, you get the free podcast every Monday. You get a premium podcast every Thursday.
So that's every single Thursday. Two podcasts a week for members.
Yeah.
That's a lot of talking.
Shall I explain what a premium podcast is? Because it's not, you know, podcasting is still pretty new as a whole industry. Premium podcasts are starting to become more popular. But essentially, it's you might have heard them as like private podcasts or internal podcast, whatever. Like, there's a load of different names for them. But we're calling them premium podcasts because, my God, they are premium.
Premium.
The quality is off the scale.
Quality.
Yeah.
Quality. Quality.
We do things like create our own jingles at live, like premium.
Premium.
Shaz, I've got it.
I've done it again. I've interrupted.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. If you stop, so basically, like through the power of editing, I can make a jingle right now. Okay. Premium. 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 Go put those all together right now.
Premium.
That's the kind of quality you get on our premium.
There is nothing better. Nothing fills me with joy more, Freddie, than watching Ben sing over Zoom.
In all seriousness, it's just us three on the premium podcast every Thursday morning. You can get it in your normal podcast app. You don't have to be logged into the platform. You can get it. You've got to do a bit of work. You've got to copy and paste what we call the RSS feed. We'll give you that link. Just ask us for it. Email Ben at, Freddie at, Sharon at, overtheinfluence.co.uk. Any of us can send it to you. But you can do it in your normal podcast app. You just basically add it. So it just pops up like all your normal podcasts. And it'll be every single Thursday. And it's our chance to get a bit deeper, isn't it? It's our chance to kind of delve a bit more into, because obviously people who are part of our community are really serious about alcohol-free life, and so it gives us a chance to talk about, like, I remember us three went mad in WhatsApp a couple of months ago when the figures about people's drinking during lockdown came out, and we want to talk about that kind of stuff. Not only that, also about you, the community, the members, your milestones, your talking points, some great things that have been happening in discussion boards this week, whatever. It's just a place. It's more like a magazine-y style format. It's a bit, you know, if
a bit Richard and Judy.
If the main podcast is like, God, I hate him, but it's the first one that pops to mind, Piers Morgan's Life Stories. Let's say Michael Parkinson. If the main podcast is like Michael Parkinson, this is more like This Morning, isn't it?
I like that. And I'm glad you chose Mr. Parkinson.
Be like pigs in muck, aren't you? I think what you're basically saying, it's like a weekly breakfast radio show. So you two are going to get all radio and like, oh, let's do this production thing on the radio. And I'm just going to be there saying, let's talk about that time when I was sick all over the kids' Christmas party. No, let's do a radio production show. And yeah, so I think it's going to be amazing. You know, it's going deep with Ben, Shazza and Freddie every week exclusively for the OTI members. And yeah, this is for people that love the podcast, you get an extra 45 minutes to an hour every single week of us. And we love doing it. And I think we can share so many more stories. We're going to be like a big family, basically, because everyone that's in the membership community, we could be then talking about it on the premium podcast to say, you know, this topic really blew up this week, or then what have you seen in the news, or talking about Dave and his sober milestone and everything else. It's going to be absolutely awesome. It's going to be bringing the family together live on that premium podcast every single week.
Love it.
Oh, Ben, there isn't, what's the plan say for it? Ben, there isn't more, is there? Surely there can't be even more.
Yes, Freddie, there is more.
Oh, I am surprised.
I think the other side of this is events. And obviously, you know, Alcohol Freedom Day, Boris's Freedom Day. You know, the UK is starting to go back to normal. Doesn't necessarily mean that everyone feels hugely comfortable at the moment. Things aren't going to go back to how they were for a little while longer. So yes, we very much want to make sure that we're meeting IRL, or in real life, for those of you who
you're so down
don't
with the kids.
Have children at home.
I think I read that on MySpace back in 2001.
Oh, hang on, sorry, BRB.
WTF!
DTF, now that's something different. But you don't know that one, do you, Shaz?
Oh, I do, Ben, I certainly
Come on.
Do.
Don't leave me hanging, boys.
No,
DTF.
No,
just Google it.
No.
I'm Googling it.
No, don't.
I'm Googling it.
Google overtheinfluence.co.uk. That's a much better thing to Google. Look,
yes, go and put that in your browser. Anyway, what was I on about?
Events.
What acronym?
Events, IRL.
Events, yes, IRL. So we will be doing IRL events.
Okay, I get it.
Yes, okay, there we are.
I'm moving on.
We're back from Google. Yes, moving on. But we can do it online. You know, basically we want to give you the opportunity to see us loads.
Brilliant.
Essentially, isn't it?
Brilliant.
So we're going to be doing a schedule of weekly online Zoom events that you can log on and watch throughout the week. So you can watch the podcast being recorded, as we've already talked about. But I'm going to be doing every single week Ben's Business Lunch on a Tuesday. where basically I'm going to be talking to somebody who is gone alcohol free, who's seen a real benefit in their working life. So whether that's kind of finally getting that elusive promotion that's just been, you know, just beyond their fingertips for years, or somebody who decided to go alcohol free and then suddenly that idea for the business pops into their head or whatever. So I'm going to be talking about kind of working life and productivity and how that can improve and how people have used that kind of extra boost of motivation you get from being alcohol free to put that into work and achieving their kind of work / financial goals. So I'm going to be doing that, and you can log on, you can get your tickets, you can watch it live, and just like with the podcast recording, put your questions in there, whatever else. And of course, if you can't watch it live, you'll be able to watch it all back. Like all of these things we're talking about, you'll be able to watch back again as part of the membership. Freddie, you're doing one every
single week, a Zoom with me, and I'm going to keep a straight face. It's called Get Physical with Freddie.
Oh, just wait. What's it called, Freddie?
Get Physical with Freddie.
How retro.
I know, it's better than Freddie Got Fingered, isn't it? Anyway.
I'll be there.
And
I'll be there too.
Believe it or not, I've actually been thinking about this in my planning, and I kind of am still thinking about it as I'm talking. This is not a bloody online workout when I'm prancing around on a Zoom call in my pants going stretch and bend and jump and press up. Maybe that'd be a Christmas special. I'll tell you what, if we hit 1,000 members, I will do that on Christmas Day in my silk leopard print boxer shorts, oiled up. I will do an online workout, but apart from that, it's not going to be any kind of, yeah, because I'm not a personal trainer. I don't pretend to be a personal trainer, but what this is helping people to get more physical. And yeah, I've done a few things in my time. I've run across the desert, I've broken some world records, I did the Ironman and won some ultra marathons. I have signed up for my next challenge. I'll say that now. I'm not going to announce that till after the community is live, but we could talk about that. But what's really important to me is that we talk about the challenges that other people want to do. It's not about me whatsoever. I've bored people enough with my stories. And one thing that used to really upset me in the other communities out there was everyone saying, oh, you need to do an obstacle course race. You need to run a marathon. You need to become a runner. You need to do this. You need to do that. Well, bugger off. No one needs to do anything. What people need to do is do something that they enjoy, that's fun, that lights up their soul. And that doesn't matter if that's a walk around the park. It doesn't matter if it's climbing up a mountain. If you want to do something crazy like a marathon, then go for it. I'm always happy to talk about it. But I would much rather talk about the challenges that other people want to do. Like I say, if you've never done a park run, if you've never done a 5K, then let's talk about that. If you'd love to climb the highest mountain or hill in your state or your county, let's talk about that. If you'd like to, I don't know, start doing yoga, I can talk about that. I definitely can't do yoga. Let's talk about those things that you've always wanted to do, that you've always kind of sat there going, oh, you know, I'd always love to do a bit of lacrosse, whatever the first thing that came into my mind. And it's all about helping people to say, to not regret anything. Because what I really hate, what really kills me, is people that say, oh, I'd love to go and try this activity, but I'm a bit scared, or I don't have the time or the confidence. And, you know, you've just bloody stopped drinking, which is freaking amazing. If you can do that, then you can do anything. So these Zoom calls every week are to help you do that and to, you know, talk about the tactics and the confidence and the motivation that you need to go and be a bit more physical. So anything physical is absolutely not big, scary, extreme challenges. Who cares about that? I'd much rather talk about your challenge, and it lights up my soul to help you to achieve whatever you want to achieve. So let's go and make it happen.
I love that.
We've talked about it loads on this podcast, haven't we, about how when you ditch the booze, you want to be outside more. Like, yeah, you want to do more things. You've got all this extra energy that you want to use. I love this, Freddie. I think it's great. And I'm not just saying this because we're mates.
Oh.
I am going to watch it every week.
Amazing.
Live. I think it's such a good idea.
And I think it's difficult. I wasn't always, you know, doing this stuff. 4 years ago, I couldn't do a 5K. I was unfit. I was overweight. I've still got asthma. And I know how bloody scary it is to turn up in a gym or at a park run or at your your local whatever it is that you want to go and do and be like, hello, it's my first time here and I don't know anybody and I don't know what I'm doing. That is shit scary. And you'll be surprised at how many people are sat in their car outside thinking, do I go in or do I just go home? Do I take that step? And I hate that. And I know because I've been there as well. So this is to help people take that step forward and do that thing.
It leads quite nicely on, Freddie, to what I'm going to call do something different with Shaz. Let's do it. Let's do it on a Friday night. And you know what? I mean, here we go. I used to be the world's biggest drunken dick. And I do believe that quite often I was invited out to be the world's, you know, drunken dick. Oh, she'll do it. You know, a bit like the village idiot, the court jester, that type of person. Anyway, it has all changed. But what I did in the early days of my sobriety, in the early days of my alcohol-free journey, I bloody did something different all the time. And as Freddie was saying, this isn't about going, I'm going to do Everest next weekend, I'm going to swim the Nile. It's nothing to do with that. You know what I once did that was different? I stroked a frigging owl. I stroked an owl. Right? No, just bear with me. Bear with me.
Yeah.
You know the okay. summer and you have your sort of fates and your festivals that are family events and things like that. It was the first summer that I had been alcohol free and I was angry and I wasn't going to the wine stalls or the cute little gin bars and that sort of thing, you know, like fizz on wheels and all that. And I was like, right, what can I do? I'm getting agitated here. I'm getting annoyed. I'm getting agitated. I want to get drunk, but I'm not going to. And I saw this little feature, which was come and see our birds of prey. Turns out going alcohol free has revealed the inner twitcher in myself. I'm a huge fan of our feathered friends. And so I thought, bollocks to it, I'm going over. And I was there and I've got this photograph of this beast sitting on my arm. It was the most beautiful barn owl. But for me, it was one of the most defining moments in my first sober summer. Stroke birds. I now have a bird table in my garden.
Did it say, by the way, on the sign, Shazza, come and stroke a frigging owl? Or was that just how you...
It did. It said exactly that.
Should have come stroke a frigging owl. Fantastic.
Isn't it brilliant? Oh, owl's great.
But I suppose this kind of brings us back to the episode in, you know, way back in series one of Over the Influence, yeah. Mind the Gap. Because when you stop drinking, you suddenly have all this time yeah. when you were just mindlessly drinking away yeah, hours completely. In the pub. To do new stuff. And I think I'm really, and again, I'm not just saying this because we're mates, Shaz, but I can't wait to watch this because kind of it'd be lovely to hear from different people who have gone and taken up completely new hobbies.
Yeah, you know, completely.
From
absolutely.
Wakeboarding to
stroking
whale
owls.
Watching.
Stroking owls, it's a big yeah. one in the alcohol free world. But my point is, it can be absolutely anything. It's what floats your boat. You know, I have met people who read a lot more now. They enjoy planting in the garden. They have got the bird tables. In one of our Zoom groups and the WhatsApp groups, it was a safe space. So you know what we all did? Shared pictures of our bloody bird tables because we're not drinking. Wow. It was like, just look at this. I got this really nice coconut feeder today and everybody got it. We understood. I bought a paddleboard in lockdown last year. I am terrified of freaking water. I look like a human sausage roll in a wetsuit. But I tell you what, it's the best fun I've ever had. Sober on a Sunday morning watching a sunrise with the sober cider drinker on Lake Windermere. It's just all about doing something different. I want to share my ridiculous ideas with you and I want you to join me on a Zoom on a Friday evening and let's talk about what you're going to do that weekend, you know, to win every single day. Please, let's just stroke owls. It's life-changing.
And I think this is why it's so brilliant, Shazza. And again, like with... You know, we've got these three Zooms that, you know, Ben's doing one, I'm doing one, you're doing one every single week. But then if within the community, if people, you know, if the Twitchers are there and they want to set up the Twitching group within the community chat, and if they want to then have a Twitching Zoom every week, then we let them do that. We say,
do
right,
it.
here's your group, here's your Zoom link, here's everything you need. You can go off and have your own twitching owl stroking Zoom every single week. And
I'm in it. I'm doing that.
And that's what's frustrated me so much with these other communities that are out there. And I was either made to feel guilty if I didn't fit into some certain box or if I didn't go along with something, or you know, if you want to talk about something or promote it, they're like, oh no, you're not allowed to say that in our community. Screw that. I honestly, if people want to talk about something, then let's let them do it. Let's help them do it. Let's give them the Zoom link and say, off you go. Startup. And the vision for this is, now, we want the OTI runners, the OTI twitchers, the OTI sewers, the OTI reading club, the OTI coffee morning. All of these things can happen. It's there just waiting for people to go and set it up. And we give you all of the tools, all of the help, all of the guidance to do it.
Comes back to that thing that comes up time and time and time again through every single chat, I think, that we've had. The opposite of addiction is connection, and it is bloody glorious.
We haven't even spoken about our, I'm calling it our keynote speaker, but I can see in the plan here that it's actually called the Monthly Masterclass, which is a much better name.
So, Ben, are you telling me that we have the exclusive Over the Influence community, we have the premium pods, we have all of these amazing online events every week? Surely, Ben, there cannot be more, can there?
Oh, Freddie, there is more.
No. Surely not.
Yes. Yes, surely yes. So the monthly masterclass is basically, we featured some wonderful guests on our podcast, as you know, because you're a listener. You listen to it right now. Hello. Thank you.
Slick.
But the monthly masterclass is basically where we invite the AF superstars, you know, the big, big names in the alcohol-free world to give a keynote speech or a monthly masterclass. You can log on, and don't forget, with all of these things, you can either register your ticket and watch it live, get your questions in the chat function, all that kind of jazz, or you can watch it back. You can watch everything back. Everything that we ever do on an online event will be recorded and uploaded to the kind of vault of video content. Like, it's going to be added to all the time. Like, this thing's just going to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. It's, yeah, God. I feel like we haven't stopped talking about stuff that it can do, but it's because there is just, we really have tried to think about everything here.
And it's my kids aren't having shoes now until 2025 because of this, not to put a finer point on it. But yeah, we've, as we've said before, we ain't just throwing together a Facebook group here. We've invested a lot of love and time and energy and a fair bit of cash into this whole platform. And I was going to say, Ben, probably an on-air production meeting with these masterclasses, they're going to be amazing. Like, you know, this literally the monthly fireside chat virtually with your Andy Ramages, your William Porters, your sober authors, your addiction experts, your inspiring speakers, all of these different people, the best of the best from the world of fitness, sport, motivation, addiction, medicine, personal development, they're all coming in. There's going to be one every single month, and the on-air production meeting, we might be selling tickets for them for the general public. I'm not sure. Who knows? But anyway, members get it for free. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
We can run all this on the platform. Members will always get there, the VIP front row tickets for free.
So basically, the great thing about the monthly masterclasses as well is that we can really delve deeper than we can do on the podcast. We've got more time with our guests. We can field more questions to them. So it's I'm looking at some of the names we've already got written down. I can't believe we're doing it.
I know.
I actually can't believe we're doing it.
And it's amazing. It's what we've had on, you know, the people we've had on the podcast. But then, and I'm not blowing our own trumpets here, but because people, for some reason, really love coming on the podcast, then behind the scenes, they're saying to us, oh, well, I'll put you in touch with my mate, the world-class athlete, or my mate, the best-selling author. And all of these people, then we're going to get into the masterclass having this really in-depth, intimate conversation with OTI members. All right, so my mind's getting a bit blown now, so I want to just try and you know it's bad if I'm trying to add some control to it. Just to recap how transformational this is, and how wonderful and how unique. And this is why I keep saying there is nothing else like this on the planet. You get to be part of something that is a real sober rebellion. So just to try and recap, if you look at any typical week from now on Monday, you've got the wonderful Over the Influence podcast that you know and love. That's going out. It's going out free every single Monday forever. On Tuesday, you've got Ben's Business Lunch Zoom. On Wednesday, you're going to be getting physical with me, Freddie. On Yay. Thursday, you can listen to your premium pod that no one else around the world can listen to, apart from Over the Influence members. On Friday, it's then trying something new with Shazza. On Saturday, you can delve into that vault of the premium podcast, things like the Summer Sober Survival Kit. There's 10 episodes in there, just on their own. And then on Sunday, you can lie in bed on that lazy, regret-free, hangover-free, wonderful day. You can read the exclusive blog posts. You can talk about your sober wins in the community. So there's literally something that you can have every single day of the week that gives that unique, amazing, wonderful, batshit crazy blend of Over the Influence, motivation, guidance, support, and laughter. Because that's the key thing. I'm like, why does changing your relationship with alcohol have to be so bloody depressing and dull and boring and doom and gloom and alcohol is bad and you're a terrible person? Screw that. Why can't it be fun and inspiring and full of laughter and full of joy and full of happiness? Because we only get one life, and this is why we have to do it. And I don't know why I went on this rant at all, but I've started it, so I'm going to bloody well finish. Every single day of the week, this is why we put so much into it. Not to give people a bloody chat room. You guys talk amongst yourselves because I'm still going. And it is something so wonderful, and we put so much into it. But by God, it's going to be brilliant and it's going to be fantastic and it's going to make people feel like they belong, like nothing else in the world. This is people's chance to be part of something. This is people's chance to be part of the sober rebellion and live that life that they want to live and have a damn good time while they're doing it. Anyway, Ben, what's next on the plan?
He's gone off beast.
You know, I just think just a moment of kind of reflection almost of, my God, that's a lot of stuff. We're going to be really busy, and how did we get here?
Like, can I answer a little bit of that with how did we get here? Because I just want to pick up on something Freddie just said in his cannonball rant there, which was something else. That
was it, the bit Shazza where he went, why can't we have laughter?
it was exactly that as he was grimacing the word laughter.
Yeah.
It's true. This podcast, when it started out, okay, the first couple of episodes you listen back and we are a little bit, oh hello, my name's Freddie, and oh hello, my name's Sharon. I mean, I've never ever spoken like that. But what happened, we began to laugh through it all, and laughter and laughter and laughter has been key. One, through this process for us and this podcast and the Zoom calls and to where we are now. But I think for all of us, when we set out on this alcohol-free journey, it can be pretty miserable. It can be difficult. But what we have discovered is the joy in the difficulties. You know, laugh your way through it. That you're halfway there. And the feedback that we get on this brilliant podcast, I don't care. I'm going to say it ourselves. It is brilliant. It is a joy to record with you both. And that is because, one, yes, we address all the difficulties and all the issues surrounding alcohol-free life. But two, Jesus Christ, it's such fun. It's such a laugh. And I think that, Freddie, as you were saying, is what is going to be key to this community, is just have a bloody laugh together. If it's shit, keep laughing through it. If it's brilliant, keep laughing. Just it's just key for me. Semi-little rant over.
It's like, that's what we've seen. Like, yes, we started off making a podcast, and we get messages from all over the world, didn't we? People asking for more, essentially. And the people that join the Zoom groups, that's kind of where this whole impetus for this big community platform idea came from. It's that people were laughing and You know, we were having a great time in the Zoom groups. We were meeting up every couple of weeks on Zoom. But then they outgrew us. Like, we had so many people emailing wanting to be in the Zoom groups that we couldn't do it. We couldn't accommodate everybody. So we thought, right, we've got to build something else. Like, it's been you listening that has driven this all the way through. And we didn't expect to be here 18 months ago.
None of this.
I also, you know, want to say thank you for being that driving force. I don't think we would have necessarily done this on our own.
I don't think so.
Definitely not.
Had people, you know, this is all about what you guys have done. Look, we need to address the elephant in the room here, which is that this is a monthly subscription, Over the Influence. Like, by joining Over the Influence, by joining our community, you're paying a monthly subscription for all that stuff that Freddie just told you that you get. But I also think it's quite important at this point to, you know, not kind of try and justify why it is, but just to be honest and let people know it's because we have put our own hands into our own pockets for this. You know, we have decided that we want to self-fund this thing rather than going and trying to get investment from somebody who sits in a big office in London in a suit and says words like blue sky thinking,
low-hanging fruit.
I feel so strongly about this. I don't think that's the way to go. I know there are people out there with the dollar signs in their eyes, and they say, oh, great, you know, we can do this, and we can just get loads of people to give us money and then have the exit strategy and all be on a yacht somewhere. I think that's wrong. I think this is about giving people light and laughter and entertainment and motivation. And that's why all of us put our hands in our pockets and said, we're going to do this a different way. And that's what I love about Over the Influence. It's all about being different and embracing different. And I think we've done it the hard way, to be honest. I really do. When I look at my bank account, I really, really, really feel like I've done it the hard way.
Can we not? Moving swiftly on.
But we couldn't do it any other way. And I think that's why I love it.
Yeah. This isn't corporate, basically. This is Over the Influence is definitely not corporate.
It's the whole opposite of whatever.
We wouldn't have been half day one in corporate world, and I've been in corporate world.
No. But it's you know, it's us three. You know, we have no exit strategy. Like, we plan on being alcohol free forever. We plan on doing this for a really, really long time, hopefully. You know, it's us behind OTI HQ at overtheinfluence.co.uk. Us three have access to that inbox. You know, this is, we hope that you understand where we're coming from. We hope that, I don't need to say that. Like,
we haven't got a PR company behind us. We haven't got someone there that said, oh yeah, this is your ideal customer avatar that you're trying to attract. We haven't got any of that bullshit. It's the three of us on WhatsApp every single morning and evening.
Literally,
saying,
that is it, though, isn't it?
How it do is. We do this?
Shit!
You know, the final thing for me to say is just that, like, I really hope that you like what we've created. It's there now. You can go to overtheinfluence.co.uk and sign up and become a member. Poke around, have a look, build your profile, DM people, etc. You know, like, I really, really hope that you like what we've created, because we've tried to make something that you wanted. We've tried to take every single piece of feedback on board. We tried to build something that's going to genuinely help people to stay happy and sober and maintain that, not just do it for a set period of time, but actually build it into a happy and successful alcohol-free lifestyle. We hope that we've hit the nail on the head with this. And I think we have. I hope you love it as much as we do.
I think what we're saying is that we want to grow old together. We want to grow old and sober together.
Well, that's the worst thing I've ever heard.
We're all gonna be there.
It's a lovely sentiment.
There's no exit strategies, no grand plan. Just let's create something and have the best sober time.
Imagine
and
Freddie in his twilight years.
I'm feeling
sober
it.
Freddie.
I'm feeling
still
it.
Still jigging
the
around in his underpants.
I can getting
taste physical.
Still, getting physical with Freddie as a 60-year-old in my pants. Wow, that's a horrible image. But yeah, it's. I know I joke about starting a rebellion, and I know I can you know, this might surprise you all, but I can go off on a bit of a rant sometimes, believe it or not. And but this is from the heart, from all of us. And I think this has surprised all of us, this journey from the success to the amazing listeners, to the kind of guest that we're getting on now, to this. And it's another step forward. And ironically, I know none of this would have happened if I was drinking. And I still think back to that hotel room on the 8th of March 2019 when I woke up and I hated myself and I hated my life. And that moment when I thought I could go downstairs to the bar now and just get a beer and get over the hangover, or maybe, just maybe, after failing 1,000 times, maybe this will be the time, the one time when I get it right. And because of that, and then here we are. And I've struggled to find the alcohol-free magic for so long, but this is it. This is it right here, that together, all around the world, all of us, we can be part of something. We can matter. We can all drive us all forward. We could all drive this forward, because Over the Influence isn't the three of us, it's everyone. It's every single one around the world. If you're listening to this, then this is you. So let's go make it happen.
It's not often I'm stuck for words. Freddie, you've just said it all. Let's just crack on and Aww. Do the best thing in the world. I am beside myself with excitement. Isn't it brilliant? It's just brilliant.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Men Lose Weight.
This is Men Lose Weight, a podcast about four blokes who partied hard through their 20s together, and now they think, maybe we should try and lose a bit of weight in their 30s together.
Be honest now, lads. Have you ever been in the middle of a personal trainer session and feigned an injury?
Guys, so I moved from Birmingham to Nottingham 2 years ago, right? Turns out I've been paying for a gym for 2 years that I live over 100 miles away from.
I guarantee at one point or another, he said, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels.
He obviously didn't try that pizza. Did you try that pizza that came out this year? The one good thing about 2020 where it's like KFC and pizza combined.
I have lost £3 this week.
Just so you know the numbers, I've also lost £3 this week. Whoa! I'm down to 17 stone 4.
I have also lost £3 this week.
What? You are joking me.
I am £1 down this week.
It's all
well
good.
Done, mate.
We've all lost, progress. which is definitely better than last week, boys. Well done.
A lot better than last week.
£10 in a week, boys.
What? That's like a bait. That's more than my baby weighed when he was born. So we've lost that collectively in a week. So, I mean, if you want to look at that, that's pretty decent, isn't it?
Men Lose Weight from Sound Rebel. Listen now on your chosen podcast app.